Jacob, I like it here.
Sam, just shut your mouth.
He glared at me, his eyes begging me to be quiet. I shook my head and hardly blinked. Our mother's dead. That's why we hit the road on our own. We don't want to go to foster care. We're bastards. Laura flinched. If we have family, they've never shown their faces. My brother's name is Jacob Henry Haggard. He's almost 16. I paused. He's from West Virginia, too. Jacob shook his head, and his hand clenched and unclenched. He could hit me if he wanted, but I'd still talk.
What about the scar, Sam?
Laura asked. Jacob turned away, refusing to look at me. He leaned against the kitchen counter and hung his head. I don't know what you mean, I said.
The initials, Sam.
Laura persisted.
Someone did that to you. Was it your mother? Someone else?
I don't know.
Someone carved their initials into your body. They took a knife and cut you, Sam. They're fresh. A couple months old, maybe.
She looked at Boone, and then to me, pleading.
Honey, who did that to you? Who hurt you?
My chest tightened. I didn't know what she was talking about.
Did it have anything to do with your nightmare last night?
I stared at her. I don't know.
What did you dream, Sam? Did you dream about the person who hurt you?
I began to cry and shook my head.
Don't you get it?
Jacob turned on them.
She doesn't know. She doesn't remember anything. Please,
he begged.
It's better if she doesn't. Please, don't push her to remember. You don't understand.
Laura watched both of us, looking from Jacob to my tear-streaked face. She nodded, then set her gaze on him.
You know, don't you, Jacob? You know exactly what happened.
I looked at my brother and waited for his answer. What did he know that I didn't?
We can't help you unless you tell us, son.
Boone said. Jacob dropped his head back and stared up at the ceiling.
You can't help us. Let us try.
My brother began to cry too.
You'll hate me. You'll hate her.
Laura stood and pulled him into her arms.
That will never happen.
It will,
he said.
I promise you it will.
Boone wrapped his arms around the both of them.
It'll never get any better. Not if you continue to carry this burden alone. It will always be there, threatening to come out. You have to trust us, Jacob. Let us help you.
I watched him, my brother and protector. The weight on his shoulders crushed him until he finally crumbled. I never realized just how much burden he'd been carrying until he started bawling, really bawling. He sobbed while they surrounded him. Still, he shook his head.
I won't tell you a thing. Not with her standing in the room.